best haircut is white shirt clips. You know which haircut that is, man?
Britt said the exact same thing recently.
You guys watch too hard.
Yeah.
Like, I used to say...
It looks like I'm wearing a beanie when I'm not wearing a beanie right now.
I just looked at your head to see if you were wearing a beanie, because exactly. I didn't believe that you weren't.
No, it's just, it's way flat.
Here's what I recommend.
I do my hair before I came over here. I completely forgot.
You want some advice, man?
Let me stroke my luscious locks.
Let me give you some advice, okay, while you're stroking over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, man.
All right?
I'm listening.
Get a haircut that is so borderline awful that people decide to not look at it as much as possible, and then stick with that haircut for 35 years.
No.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
Yep.
That's great advice, man.
How often do you look at my head? Like, as little as possible, right?
Literally all the time.
Stop like, looking at
how
it.
How does that exist?
You're more amazed by it.
Yeah.
It's like a science experiment,
yeah,
dude.
Because it's so bad.
It's like that. You got that viral image of the Alice in Wonderland book that has all the mushrooms growing on it.
Yeah, that thing.
That's what it's like, but my hair.
There you go.
And for those of you who are listening on audio, imagine the ugliest thing you've ever seen.
Imagine
then,
a bowling ball with hair on it.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Bad toupee.
Mm-hmm.
Like Danny DeVito without the bald spot, but on a bowling
ball. Honestly, I think this is the best hairstyle right now.
Dude, I think you look good no matter what. All right? All right. So I'm fine with that, man.
I'm getting that haircut Wednesday.
Cool, dude.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get some exclamation point haircuts in the chat.
Just one, because it's only one fucking haircut.
They'll do multiple.
No.
Anyone who shows up, they'll do it. Well, Taylor will do it immediately.
That's not how it's supposed to work,
but that's
man.
How it works. You can't control the internet.
Also, I think I'm going to shave.
Like, how much?
Like, all of it.
No, don't do it.
Why not?
I didn't like it the last time you did
I
it.
I know, I didn't. I don't either, but I'm getting sick of it.
Oh, it bothers you?
No, I just look like a molester.
No, you're a hipster, dude.
Yeah, I'm also sick of looking like a hipster.
There's a fine line between pedophile and hipster. Okay?
I'm walking it real hard.
And I think
the only
no,
difference is this. You
no,
take
no, no,
this
no, no,
off,
no.
It's pedo.
No, this is the difference.
No.
If you were a little tubbier,
no.
Pedophile. There's no such thing as a tubby hipster.
There's tub.
No, you're still okay. I mean, if you keep growing, you're going to approach the pedo
it's
line.
It's tubby, man.
No. No.
I've lost some weight.
I do
kind of see it in my face.
I just got done saying you look fine. Would you calm down? Okay? I'm not
I'm
saying
I'm trying to make a statement.
You're
I
skinny
wasn't
enough.
Necessarily talking to you, man. We have viewers and listeners.
Okay. Are you sure?
It looks like I got a fucking arrow.
The
on
only me. Person that has chatted is your girlfriend and someone else who's on our network. Does that count as viewers and listeners?
Mhm.
Okay.
That's two people.
Someone who directly benefits from this show being good. Or indirectly, I guess. And then someone who you have sex with.
Mm-hmm. Who also benefits from the show being good because more money, more problems.
That's true.
Am I right?
That's true.
Am I right?
I think you should do whatever you want to do because you're starting a new chapter in your life on Monday. All right? Fresh start. Mm-hmm. They'll never know if you look good with this or without it because they'll never know if you had it before.
That's what I'm saying.
Fresh start. And then,
see, I wanted a haircut before I got went in,
right.
But 2 days is fine.
They'll be like, was he like that yesterday? And they'll be like, maybe he was. And I just wasn't paying enough attention. New guy, you know?
New guy.
And
replaced.
No matter what, you'll be prettier than me. So you don't have anything to lose sitting here.
I always have that.
Yes, that's my point.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So you have nothing to worry about.
But yeah, I didn't lose that. That's nothing new. I've always
Now, if you were
it.
Doing the Colby Show again, it was just you staring into a camera, and you shaved, people might have a problem.
That
but as long
be...
as you're here with me, you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
So I think you're okay.
Cool, man. Thanks.
And I'm not going anywhere because I desperately need this.
How about a facial hair implants?
For me?
For me. And you.
I thought you didn't like the facial hair. I thought the whole point was you didn't like it.
Well, yeah, I don't like this style of facial hair.
What would you want?
A fucking beard. I want a beard, man.
You're not going to get a beard.
Never
dude.
Will ever have a beard.
No, you got to give up on
like,
that dream.
Right here is just never going to grow.
Do you?
Ever.
Like, I do this now because I honestly don't know. Like, I look in the mirror and I go, I don't know if I look good with this haircut or if this is just my haircut. Like, do you ever just look in the mirror and be
I'm
like.
I'm telling you, shave the sides of the fucking head, man.
No, I'm no.
Come on, Pinella did it. I do
that's,
it.
That
we
is
both
the perfect reason to never
no,
do it.
No, that's the best reason
I would
to.
Like to
you
not breathe
also dye
because
your
he
hair.
Does.
yellow or, okay. or blonde. Yeah, or
I'm
white,
gonna go pink,
white,
yellow. It's gonna be perfect. But you ever look in the mirror and just go, I don't know if this is a good look or if I've just had it for so long. Oh, yeah. I assume it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I know that it's bad.
But do you know?
Oh, I know.
Because I feel like the people in your life would be like this. Like, I'm looking at you right now, and I'm like, I like this look. But I don't know if I like this look because that's the only
it's
look
the only
I really remember.
Seen.
Right.
Yeah. What if I came back with one of those curly motherfuckers? You'd probably be like, huh?
I would be impressed. If
I would, too, honest
first.
To God.
But then I'd be like, huh?
Like, I
yeah.
haven't. I have only trimmed the ends off so it doesn't
okay.
poke me in
right.
the mouth. So this is, I don't know how long of growth. Months.
And I mean, it does look pretty long
thin.
Right now.
This is the thickest it will ever look.
I mean, it's pretty long.
It's the thickest
it does.
Look.
It does look a little. Okay, it doesn't look hobo-ish because
it looks
it's
a
not.
Hobo-ish.
It's not long enough to be hobo-ish, but for you,
no.
Knowing how long it usually is, it looks a little hobo-ish.
I think you'll get your last look Sunday.
Okay,
I don't think I'll do it over the weekend, but probably Sunday night I'll probably shave.
Just shave it off. Yeah,
just shave everything.
Yeah, I mean it always grows back.
Clean shave.
You know?
Yeah.
I think you'll
it
be
takes
fine.
A while,
I think you'll be fine. I think you pull off the glasses look, the clean shaven look.
Okay,
I think you'll
me
look great, man.
Talk to you about this bullshit
okay.
that exists on Instagram.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So any person,
okay.
literally anyone.
Hitler.
Hitler.
Okay.
If he was still alive.
Uh-huh, which he might be.
Open an Instagram account.
Okay.
Switch it to business class.
Uh-huh.
And then put an ad out on
yes,
Instagram.
Correct.
So, I got this fucking ad.
Including Russian bots. Yes.
Yep.
It's a big
for
problem.
For these glasses, the blue tinted, or the blue taken away computer gaming
glasses.
Oh,
yeah.
And I was like, I've been meaning to get a pair of those.
Okay.
Because I want to try it.
Okay.
So, these ones are advertised as free. We're starting our new company. We're giving these away
okay.
for free. All you have to do
free
is pay
samples.
Shipping.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, to get our brand name out there.
Right. That ain't going to. That's a scam.
So, yeah. I uh-huh. fell for it. I purchased it. I got the Shopify email.
Okay.
That you get from those kind of companies.
Okay.
And there was an error code in it. So, that's always a great sign.
Okay.
It was $12.
You think it was a real error code?
We can go to the site. I can tell you who it is real quick.
Okay.
I think it's Gear something. Guider's Gear. Let me look it up.
Guider's Gear.
Something like
that. Why don't you have a Mac, right? Why don't you just click this button and then click this? And turn this on.
Oh, yeah.
And just make your screen not blue anymore.
Is that going to do the same thing as the other things?
I honestly don't know how those glasses work, but I assume, yeah, they filter out the harsh blue light, which
know.
Is all this does.
Gearguiders.com. Oh, the error message is actually gone now. Look
this site right here?
Yep.
Okay. Massive sale is all it says on the homepage.
So click on those glasses. I think that's
says $0,
uh-huh.
bro. Yeah.
Okay.
We only got 14 minutes.
That was the same amount of time it said when I was making my goddamn. I knew that was fake.
Why didn't you look, dude?
Look at what?
Just look at the.
I don't know, code? What? Is it just a countdown that just starts when you enter the page?
I don't know. I'm looking at it. I could, if you really want to know, I can look at this code. Let's see here. It's probably up here.
I don't know, man.
There's your Facebook.
Well, regardless, it's bull.
Is this what you fell for? Free protective gaming glasses just cover shipping. We are giving away 100 protective gaming glasses for free. To get more publicity through word of mouth, just cover shipping. Click add to cart and get yours while the offer is lasting. As seen on ABC's Shark Tank, enjoy the games you love without risking long term. They're all over the place. I mean, it's a Shopify site. I feel like Shopify will cover this.
What?
Like, if it's a scam.
Oh, you think?
I would think so. Like, Shopify's legit, right? Like, you got to pay for Shopify, right?
I think so, yeah.
So, like, they would have...
I don't know if
they would
Shopify.
Have their... I mean,
is
all
it?
Of these are Shopify.
Okay,
I
good.
Think this is
yeah.
Shopify. It's either that or they're just stealing all of Shopify's code.
Okay, so there was no error code in the actual email.
Okay.
When I click on view order online. Says function create cookie A B C if C var D equals new date. And then it says your order is reserved 4 minutes.
Okay.
Yet it does say in the same page, your order is confirmed. You'll receive an email when your order is on its way. I ordered this a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, I would...
I looked them up on Amazon right after this.
Yeah?
And they were $14.
Okay.
So I should have just bought them there.
Yeah, you probably should have.
I'm an idiot.
They have a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, man.
Yeah, I'm sure
if you're not
they
satisfied
do.
With your products, we will issue a full refund, no questions asked.
Well, I should fucking email them and just be like, I don't know if this went through. You took $13 from me, so...
Well, at least they only took 13, right?
How do I cancel this, you think? Is it on the web? It's probably on the website, right? I like how I'm returning this on...
Britt says you got them Tuesday.
What?
Britt says, I thought you got them Tuesday.
No.
She thinks you did.
Oh, ordered them Tuesday? No. When did I get this email? February 19th. Yeah, so almost 10 days ago.
I mean, $13 for shipping, they should be here by now, I think. That's pretty expensive, bro. I'm trying to find this countdown timer in here. I don't see it. But there's about a million ways they could have done this, so.
Anyway.
Well, here's what we're going to do, chat. We'll just wait 11 minutes and 25 seconds. And once it hits zero, we'll refresh the page and see if it starts back up at 14 minutes.
Oh, it definitely will.
It definitely will.
Because 14 minutes was the exact time that it started when I clicked on the page, so that's definitely what it does.
Oh, my God. Is that super illegal? Some beauty guru's got in trouble for that kind of fake sale thing. Yeah. That's stealing.
Yeah.
Yes, it's stealing.
Yeah, but they're just hoping that nobody reports it. Or
they'll just disappear.
Dinguses like me that, yeah.
It's a little surprising they use Shopify. The fact that they use Shopify, it means two things. One, this is legit, or they're idiots.
Yeah, they're idiots.
Or two... Shopify isn't as legit as I think.
This is a fucking resale site, because if you go to any other of their products, those glasses aren't branded gear guiders.
Well, right.
So it's just a resale site.
Yeah, see, they filter out, it says right here, they filter out harmful blue light.
Yeah, man.
So you just turn on night shift, bro.
I don't like night shift. It makes everything yellow.
That's what these are going to, what do you think these are going to do? You incredible thunderhead.
I'm kidding, you ding-dong.
I'm not sure you are.
I'm kidding. Yeah. So
these are... I mean, these people took photos of them, man. Here.
Yeah, they're fake.
Here's what we do. Okay, we're going to go... And then we're going to go to... images. Hey, the merch on the screen, by the way, totally real and not fake.
That is true. You will actually get that
merch.
Yes,
you will get that merch if you purchase it. By the way, RaptorTeeth.live, completely redesigned. Let's go check it out.
I haven't even looked at it yet.
Look. I mean, that's a good sign that it only exists right here, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I'm doing a reverse Google image search for it, man. It's not coming up anywhere else.
Sure.
You don't sound convinced.
I'm not.
You might get them, man.
Yeah, but when? That's the thing. Is they're free fucking glasses. All I did was pay for shipping.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say they even have them yet? They're probably waiting until they get enough orders so they could buy that many glasses at $6 compared to, like, 10 or 8 so they can get a better profit on them.
Dude, I have stumbled into some weird glasses.
Why are you on Pinterest?
Dude, this isn't Pinterest. This is looks, looox.io.
Weird.
I have stumbled into some type of weird rabbit hole. One of your review photos was on this website.
Well, that's cool. Anywho, I want my goddamn glasses. That's all I'm fucking saying.
I don't think you're going to get them.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think you're going to. Oh! Devin in Bountiful, United States, New York, purchased
yeah, no,
6 hours ago.
Fake ass. That's a fake notification thing, right?
Only 10 left in stock, man. Only 8 minutes left. Does this stuff work? I'm going to put this on Raptor Teeth.
Right?
Be be like, only 10 minutes left to order.
It got me, man.
Chat, if you buy a Seth and Colby piece of merch during the show tonight, I will give you 1 million swig bucks. But you only have 1 hour. You have 45 minutes to purchase. T-shirt, mug, hoodie, doesn't matter. Get the Puff Nip shirt. 1 million, not swig bucks. They'll call it hog dollars here.
Here's a bad sign.
1 million hog dollars.
If you have any questions, reply to this email or contact us at gearguiders@gmail.com.
It's legit, man. Some people use Gmail. It's fine. It's fine, you know? It's hard to make a website. You know? It's very difficult.
It came from gearguiders@gmail.com.
Take, for example, Jesse's Private Party. A beautiful podcast on the Raptor Teeth Network, all right? I bought a domain and made an email address, and it took me about 15 minutes. Now, that's difficult to... He's writing an email over there, chat. What does this say? What does this say? What happens if you send this email and then tomorrow you get your glasses? You gonna feel like a dill hole? I am checking on the status of this order. When I click the link and email, there's an error code. I just want to know when they will arrive. You're gonna delete your name off of it?
Even though it's in my email.
Yeah, it's your email is your name. Like, I don't think they're gonna see that, bro. Hey, Lexi and Sage, United States, just purchased them 5 hours ago. She's getting them.
No, she ain't.
We only got 6 minutes left on the glasses countdown. Don't
no
miss
one
out.
Is buying anything from that site and actually getting it. Also, those look like the cheapest fucking glasses.
Well, they're free.
Yeah.
What color did you get? What colorway did you get?
The blue ones.
Blue, yellow?
No.
Blue.
Yeah.
These.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you need prescription glasses, though?
No.
I thought you wore prescription glasses.
I'm pretty sure that they were like placebo or something.
What do you... Your doctor did not give you placebo vision glasses.
He might have.
He did not.
I think he might have. Because they do nothing.
Maybe. When's the last time you went?
5, 6, 7 years ago?
Yeah, maybe they don't do anything because your eyes have changed so much.
They didn't do anything when I got them.
I'm getting a new prescription, not next week, but the week after.
You about ready to see life again?
Like, for those of you who don't know, I lived 20 years, I think,
mm-hmm.
ish. It was either 19 or 20 years without glasses.
Yeah.
Driving around, going to work, chauffeuring young lads. That sounded really inappropriate. I just meant, like, I drove Colby around. And I wasn't able to see, and then I put on glasses, and it was a miracle. Like, I thought the world looked like the N64. Like, I thought, like, fields of grass, I thought they were just green. Like, no blades of grass, just green. Like, I thought roads were like Mario Kart tracks, flat gray. And then I put on glasses, and I annoyed Colby for days, being like, did you know you could see individual rocks as you're driving down the road? And he's like, yes, Seth, it's been like that my entire life! I'm like, wow, dude, I did not know. I'll never forget. Went and saw The Proposal with glasses on. And I had never seen anyone as beautiful as Ryan Reynolds in my life. Because I had never seen anybody until I wore that. And now, it's been 5 years since my last prescription with these glasses, which blows my mind because that means it's been a fourth of the time that I went without glasses the first time around. Mm-hmm. So imagine how much better my vision's going to be. I feel like it's going to be like that again. I'm going to put on the new glasses and I'll be like...
You can see.
That's what I'm going to feel like, man.
You can see.
I can see now, but I don't... Like, the thing is, I could see before. And now, if I take my glasses off, I can't see.
Yeah.
But I see worse now without my glasses than I did without my glasses before I had glasses. Feel like my eyes have adjusted to this bad being able to see.
Okay. Glasses question.
Yes.
Do you ever find yourself in like a certain light where you could see your eyeball on the lens of your glasses? Really?
Never, no.
That happens to me all the time.
You probably need better glasses.
That happens to me all the time.
Just get better lenses.
And I'm just like, what is this blur?
You can make, you can get glasses that, that filter out all that crap, you know? Probably even ones that have blue light filtering.
I don't want it for all of life.
Well, I know, like,
but blue light.
Whatever. Hey, Xbox, how you doing, brother? Ballin' Hobo. What's up, dude? How you doing?
Hobo.
Please don't call us gangsters. I'm not.
I am.
Okay. Call Colby a gangster.
I run the streets every day and night.
He runs the streets. I run them. Yep. That's Colby, the street runner.
I run them.
Okay. So.
Yeah, so I just wanted to show the fact that I'm a gullible sap at the beginning of the show.
Dude, what if you get him, though, man?
I'm not going to get him. If I get them, it will be in like 30 days.
I think there is a chance, and I would say it's better than 50% chance, that these glasses cost $4 to make, $2 to ship, and you just bought them.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance that that happens.
I bet you 1,000% that is it.
You
they
think
definitely
you just
cost under $12.
Right. I think that they're just selling them with the shipping cost, and they're just saying it's $0, but you're actually just paying $15 with free shipping for glasses.
Amazon.
Right.
To think that I'd find a $6 pair.
Right.
That is these glasses.
Right.
And then they're just reselling them.
How much are the glasses at Amazon?
14.
Okay.
15.
At your current job, could you get those?
I have no idea.
Because you could get them real cheap.
Probably.
They would be that cheap, and that's what they could be doing.
Yep.
So see? If it's like the brushes, that's exactly right. You'll get them in like a month. I think you'll get them. I think it'll just take forever.
Yep.
It's totally possible that they don't sell enough to begin with, and then they just disappear.
Yeah.
And then you'll have to go to Shopify to get your money back, which you won't do because it's only $12.
Yeah.
That's a lot of waste of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Point is, shop at RaptorTeeth.live.
Point is, never
reputable.
Buy anything ever. I fall for these scams if they have.
You're the
a good
only
enough
person
ad.
Who does that.
No.
Why
apparently
don't you
all those fucking people buy them too?
Why don't no? Those people aren't real. Why
also,
don't
I pay for Prime. Why not buy everything
know.
On Amazon?
I don't know.
Fucking idiot.
You're kind of dumb.
I'm very very.
You have
dumb.
Prime. You complain about subbing to me when you could do it for free. You could sub to this channel and give you money for free if you're already subbed to me. You don't do it. You don't use your Amazon Prime. Do you watch Prime Television?
No.
Then why do you do it?
What?
Why do you have Prime?
For the one instance that I want to order.
Did you pay for the year?
No.
So you're paying it every month?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, dude. We're about to hit zero. We're at T-minus 20 seconds. Doot. Doot. T-minus 10 seconds and counting. Doot. 10. 9. 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Free? Now it just says.
Now it just says add to cart.
It just says free protective gaming glasses.
Oh.
That's all it says. It just changed the text. So if I refresh the page, now it's 20. It's randomized.
Oh, it's 30 minutes, huh? Jesus fucking Christ.
What a dum-dum.
Hey, you want 12 free bucks, man? I'm just giving it away, apparently.
Only 8 left in stock, man.
Uh-huh.
What if happens if I try to check out with 600?
I don't know.
Let's try it. Let's see what happens, man. I mean, the quantity did go down, man.
Where?
Like, it went from 10 to 8.
Oh. That's not a fucking thing. I can't remember what it was at when I did it. I just remember that 14 minutes was the exact.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's random and that it stores it as a cookie, so it remembers what it is. Mm.
You want 600 of these glasses?
Yeah, dude. Let's get 600.
You can resell them if they're free and you're paying $12 for shipping.
Shipping method. There are no shipping methods available for your cart or address. I can't even buy them.
Can't do
Can't ship them to a P.O. box.
Nope.
That might mean they're shipping FedEx, dude, because our P.O. box doesn't accept anything but FedEx, man. But USPS. Might be good, dude. Might be a good sign. Reputable shipper. Are you aware that you're wearing glasses? I'm supposed to wear some when I read, and the whole time I feel them on my face, especially the bridge of my nose. I don't feel any of that. No. No. I might have when I started wearing them, but now I don't notice my glasses. The only, like, honestly, more often than not, like, if I get up in the middle of the night to pee, and I notice that my vision's blurry, I go to push them up, and they're not there. More often than not, that's what it is. Because I wear them more than I
don't. I mean,
that
makes sense.
You know, because, like, if they're down here, you know, I gotta go like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. I think that happens more often than anything else.
Yeah, I have several pictures of your face, I believe, without glasses, and it's freaky that that's what you used to look like all the time.
I mean, our intro, where it shows us meeting, I don't have glasses on in that picture, because that's pre-me wearing glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw Harry Potter in The Order of the Phoenix, which is where that photo was taken. No glasses. Saw that movie, but did I see it?
It was Half-Blood Prince.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Confident about that?
I'm 1,000% confident.
I'm really mad then, because that movie is fantastic. What?
Okay, hold on. Maybe not. Was Timmery there?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
You positive?
Yes. Timmery was out of our life, I think, at that time.
Shit. No, she was there.
No.
Because I remember dying halfway through the fucking movie because I choked on a Smartie or something. And I didn't get a drink, so she gave me a drink of hers, and that literally saved my fucking life. And
Timmery,
I remember,
saved your life?
I'm pretty sure it was fucking, I'm like 90% sure it was Timmery.
How do I not remember this story?
I never told anybody because it was embarrassing as shit.
There's something I didn't know about you.
Yeah, I think I had like Smarties or those like, It was like
bottle caps or whatever.
Crunchy
Necco
sprees,
wafers. Yeah,
maybe.
Sprees. Yeah.
Something like that.
Think of all those times you played Truth or Dare and some idiot would be like, tell us something you never told anyone before. You could have used that story instead of that time that, like,
somebody knew it. Somebody knew it. Timmery knew it.
Timmery wasn't
life.
There.
Somebody was there. I swear it was fucking. It might not have been the Half Blood Prince one.
I think I have those photos somewhere.
But yeah, no, I know who was there when we're waiting in line, and she wasn't there then.
I don't know how I feel. I've thought about watching that Umbrella Academy ballin', but I don't know if it looks good. I'm gonna wait to hear from you whether it's good or not. All right,
it looks like a ball of shit.
I don't know. It kind of looks teenagerish.
Yeah,
but I don't know
Bon
if it
Hobo
is.
Is a teenager.
He is.
That makes sense.
He is. He's 12. Which is not a teenager. Stupid idiot. God, I'm the worst.
Stupid idiot.
I don't think they're in here. Is this really all I've got in here? I thought for sure they were in here. Okay, Menace likes it. Yeah, these are literally Christmas. I don't know what I expected.
Well, if y'all haven't heard, it got rescheduled for season 2.
What, already. Umbrella?
Yeah.
Sweet, dude.
So... you like it, it's coming back, man.
It's coming back,
dude. I think I had like 3 things to tell you on this show, and I completely forgot all of them.
It's great, dude.
There's multiple times where I was like, I need to talk to you about something.
Is this a photo of me holding a magic mouse?
Yeah.
This is literally the mouse I use for that Magmini in there.
No, it's not.
No, not that one. The old one.
No.
The one that you thought I was using.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's in that box, dude.
I'm looking at the fucking mouse
right
now.
No, in the box.
I see a mouse right now.
No, you're not looking. It's in the box. You can't see it. It's in a box.
Is there a puppet back there?
Pop it.
I see a rooster and, like, the old man puppet from the ventriloquist guy.
You don't find that. Dude, what are you... Don't be careful in there. It's very dangerous. I just want whatever the hell this is. It's very dangerous in there.
Give me... it's a fucking...
Oh, that's Chris's. That's like her baby toys. That's like her baby toys. That's
Sleepy?
Dopey.
Dopey.
It's dopey.
There's also a lot of random hair on it.
I'm really upset that those photos aren't in here. I thought for sure they were. I guess not, dude. Maybe they're on my Flickr. You think they're on my Flickr, bro?
Dude, Tumblr?
No, they wouldn't be on Tumblr. That's before Tumblr existed.
MySpace?
Of course, when you search my name,
you
get the stupid race car driver.
Is it Seth Charles Neiman?
I don't know what it would be, dude. It would be my name. Everything was my name.
You sure?
Yes. Yeah, see, here it is. But this is really old. Like, look at these photos of me and Matthew, dude.
Yeah, that's pre-me.
Like, that's really old, dude. That's really old. Hey, what's up, bunny? Good to see you. Yeah, this is, like, way back when, dude. I think we looked at this on the show once.
I think so, because
I remember talking,
like, where'd I get this Matthew photo?
Well, and I remember talking about Jesse wearing blackface, which is not appropriate.
Yes.
I mean, these go way back, dude. Here's the foot looking photo, man.
That is the original foot looking photo.
There it is, dude. Look at that.
Wow.
That is hot.
Older than you, ballin', you 12-year-old bitch.
Okay, that was mean for no reason.
It was a joke.
I don't know where that is, but anyway. I don't know. Those photos are like from 2003 or 2004 probably that I had them up, so
I'm assuming everyone here has already seen the llama.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a fucking llama right here.
Yeah, that's Leopold. Leopold the llama, man.
Why Leopold?
Chris named him. It's our llama.
What the fuck?
What would you name him?
Lenny.
Lenny the llama. Why Lenny?
I don't know, because he's a retarded old guy and of mice and men.
Why do you randomly know stuff about of mice and men? You know random facts about of mice and men, but you don't know to buy glasses off the internet that are free.
I'm literally an old person, okay? I don't know how to work the internet, and I have random facts. I am my father.
I don't even know how to continue.
Literally, the only reason I know that is because I squeeze Brit, like I like to just like squeeze her. And she's like, "All right, calm down there, Lenny." I'm like, "Uh-huh."
Why does she know what it is?
Because she's a smart person.
Does Lenny squeeze people?
Yeah, he doesn't know his own strength because he has a cognitive disability. Sorry, let me be politically correct here.
I have so many questions. I don't think.
Do you not know the book?
No.
Because that's what it sounded like.
I've never read of Mice and Men.
All right, well, then you suck.
That's fine. If I suck because I didn't watch or listen to of Mice and Men.
A classic book that everyone
classic.
Should read.
Yeah, okay.
Which I totally did.
All right, you read Moby Dick, too?
I did.
No, you didn't.
The White Whale, man.
Living the story isn't the same as reading the book.
It's absolutely fraudulent.
It is. I've seen it.
It should be a shrimp. Moby shrimp?
No. I would say shrimp prawn.
I'd say like...
Like, what's the microscopic organisms that whales eat?
The bacteria.
bacteria.
What is it?
Cell.
Algae? No. What's the thing on the side of the boats?
Barnacle.
Barnacles. Yeah, that's it.
That's the wrong shape, though. At least a prawn is.
It's got hairs on the end, man. We're not being shape correct here. We're just going based off size.
Wait, yours doesn't have hair on it?
Not on the end.
You didn't want to say the word, did you? The T word.
Tip? I said vagina and pussy all day on this show, man. You don't think I'm going to say tip?
No, you just avoided it. That's all I'm saying.
Urethra?
No.
Comes out of it.
No, don't
it's
say
like
medical
one of the
words.
Residential or Resident Evil monsters that comes out the tip.
You made Bunny capital D colon, man. Why you do that to her?
Capital D colon?
It's right here. It's capital D colon.
That's a emote.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Very astute. This
Why
is,
that? Though?
This is LOL.
Yeah, no, I got that.
It's also an emote.
So how do you write lol? How does he write LOL without getting the lol?
Because that's lol. This is lol.
Oh my god.
Lol and
I
lol.
I hate the internet. Oh, here.
See?
Here. Here.
LOL.
Here.
Hey. L-U-L, hey. Capital D colon.
Hey.
See?
Wow. Hey.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, Bon. I would love for you to give me the tip.
Are you his waitress?
That'd be great. I mean, we accept tips here. Especially
we do.
Tips.
Yes.
Hey, I watched I watched a show. I watched two shows, actually.
Okay.
There are movies, documentaries. Okay?
Okay.
One, Fire.
Okay, that's the one about the festival that's wrong, right?
Yep.
Menace, don't confuse Colby. Don't do it.
Second one was called The American Meme.
Okay.
And it followed like four or five different people that are popular on Instagram.
Okay.
Paris Hilton. I'm assuming you know her.
I do.
DJ Khaled.
I know him.
Suffering
from your own success.
How about Slut Whisperer? Do you know him?
I don't know Slut Whisperer.
You don't know Slut Whisperer?
I don't know Slut Whisperer.
I feel
Whisperer.
Like that's an Instagram account you would really like to follow.
Should I check it out?
You should probably do it not visible to the stream.
Krill?
Who's
that
cool?
Guy?
This guy? Yep.
Oh, good lord.
Another one's called The Big Jew. Have you heard of The Big Jew?
I haven't heard of The Big Jew.
That's another one.
What is this?
This man gets paid to go to different bars to be crazy, and his signature...
Is this to, skull with the champagne bottles
well,
on people's butts?
Apparently that might be new, but his signature thing to do is give people champagne facials.
Okay, I see a lot of that happening.
Yeah.
Do we need stickers so people will put them on their butts?
Dude, yes.
I would love
give
for this show
butt sticker
to
pictures.
Be at a place where instead of us having sexy butt photos, it's just a bunch of ugly hairy men photos, but with our sticker on it. I would love that.
I'd like the opposite of
no, that would make me laugh.
God, why?
I would just laugh so hard, dude.
Mm.
I like old naked man butt. What can I say? You know me, dude. I like all things.
He's apparently getting into memes more, but yeah, no.
He has 1.3 million followers, man.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Go to
The Big Jew?
The Big Jew, I believe, is what it is.
Okay.
The Fat Jew.
At Fat Jew.
Sorry, the Fat Jew.
I think I've seen this guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an egg. Okay. Okay.
Is that a penis? Is that a penis?
I think that is. It says open for a surprise. Should we be surprised?
Sure.
I'm not surprised. It's just a,
I don't
just
think
a
you open
bigger photo.
Pumpkins, right?
It's just a bigger photo of it.
Hmm.
Okay. Are you telling me that if I ever got wealthy, I could do this?
Yeah.
Because he is hideous.
Yeah.
Like I am hideous.
Yeah, and he's got
and
millions
that lady
of followers.
Is I believe I'm using this correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm using it ironically. This lady is a dime. Right?
Yes, man.
Okay.
You nailed the usage of that.
I thought so. I thought I did.
Dime piece if you're feeling extra.
Oh, man. I'm going to stop with just the one I know.
Or a thought. You could call her a
thought,
too.
No, I know what a thought is. Those are the people on Twitch who show their bosoms and dance.
A thought on Twitch, yes. But a normal thought is like...
Does a regular thought carry the negative connotation that a Twitch thought does?
Yeah, like they're super slutty and only do things involving their bodies for money.
Okay.
Like whores.
Like that lady is a thought. Because she's currently snuggled up to this man.
Yeah, with her ass.
I'll put this link in chat so you guys
I think
can
that
see.
One. That one's perfectly fine.
I don't think so. I think there's too much booty cheek.
I don't think that's a thing.
I think there's too much booty
you know,
cheek.
Twitch thoughts exist for a reason, right?
Yeah, but like we that's... are not them. Although my boob's probably large enough to qualify.
I mean, you could definitely be the Fat Jew.
If you just cropped it down.
If you wanted to be.
I mean, I think he's just as fat. If I was in that pose, I think I'd look that skinny.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. He's a weird motherfucker.
Yes, he is. I would never wear a Speedo like that because, what did we say, barnacle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need people. Like, doesn't matter how much money you got. You can't hide the barnacle.
Yeah, man.
So.
And then a Vinester. They followed another Vinester.
I don't know Vinester either. Is he a Vine guy?
No, a Vinester is someone who was on Vine.
I thought those people were on YouTube now. Was they it Logan are. Paul of Vinester?
They are, but now this chick's married to you Tommy remember? Lee Jones. Yeah.
The old guy from Men in Black?
No, no, that's...
That's Tommy Lee Jones.
No.
Yes.
Tommy Lee.
The drummer.
The rock star.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy.
Big difference. You can be fat if you're confident. I'm not. No.
Anywho, that movie was great. It's on Netflix, if you feel like watching it. It really makes you hate humanity, because all these people are super fucking popular, and they're just horrible.
I saw
people.
A meme over the weekend. I think it was from the Grammys.
It had nothing to do with memes, surprisingly. It only followed these people's lives. So they're living
Did you
memes?
Feel jealous about their lives?
I mean, it would be cool for, like, a week, a month, but to constantly live in it. I mean, that was kind of the point of the film, was a lot of them were kind of depressed.
To me, I don't think, like, I'll ever feel happy about my success. And I'll tell you why, based on this thought. When I saw that photo of Fat Jew with that hot naked lady,
mm-hmm.
okay, grinding up against her.
Yep.
I thought, not what I think most people would think, which is, wow, I wish I could grind up against that hot naked lady.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, man, it would be nice to have someone to take photos for me.
Yeah, you could pay someone.
Not of me.
You could
just for me. Like, I just want to be able to hire someone to make my life easier.
Not of you?
No, I just mean in general, take create content for my channels on my behalf that I don't have to do. That's what I mean. Like, that's what I want. Like, I look at that. It's like, would you rather choose this full-time employee, or would you rather have sex with this hot naked lady? I'd be like, full-time employee, don't even finish your sentence. Like, that's... I don't even need full. I would take a volunteer.
I know I need to be employed with money, and you know.
I wasn't talking to you.
Well, I'm just saying I'm offering my services for 50.
I can't have you.
$50,000.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Even
$50,000. You get to that point where you can afford that for me, I'm there.
Okay.
I will do anything.
I'm gonna.
You need me to murder someone
for 50 grand?
For 50 grand.
A year?
Yeah. I'm cheap.
You are cheap.
I mean, you're gonna get caught, but.
No, you murdered him. I didn't do nothing.
Well, I'm going to plant some of your DNA. Doubt that.
How are you going to get my
Don't
DNA?
Doubt that. I work with you. I'll steal a glass. I'll suckle your saliva out of your mouth.
For 50K? Good Lord. It's a good deal. It's a good deal. Imagine if I was ninja famous and I made $1 million a month and then I only paid you 50K a year.
You'd get stabbed.
It would be like when people come into my chat and ask how many subs I have, and I say 3. It'd be the exact same. You'd be like, how much money did you make this month, man? I'd be like, $5,000. And it would be like $50 million, and I'd be $5,000 forever, dude. Just keep trucking along.
I would have access to your thing.
No.
I would have to post things for
you. No, you wouldn't have access to my money. That's Menace.
I definitely would.
Menace would be in there, and he'd know how much he made, because he's smart. He said 10%.
Burn Minuche.
Menace has already signed up to be my accountant, so. You can't do accounting, can you?
I could do anything.
No, you can't do accounting.
I could do
anything. The answer is no, you can't do accounting.
I could do accounting.
The answer is no, you can't.
It's going to be very wrong, but I could do
it. That's not doing it.
That is doing
it.
That is not
doing
it. It's just doing it incorrectly.
No.
Yeah. Just got burned.
No.
Just got burned.
You don't say burned anymore.
I just got you burned.
You know, my kid will walk up and he will be like, that thing sucks, roasted, and then he'll dab and walk away from me.
You need to slap a child.
No, dude. He puts me in my place.
No, you slap him if he's dabbing.
He's dabbing on me, dude.
God,
he dabs hard on me, dude. He goes roasted dab. And so you know what I do?
You bet money I'm smacking my kid's face
no,
if that ever happens.
You know it's worse? I know it's worse than that. You know what I do to him? I do it back.
That just makes me hate you, too.
I know. Imagine things hip. And then you come to me, and you're like, look at this. And then I say it back to you, like I said dime earlier, and just ruin it.
Bet.
I have never said bet in
bet
my life.
Bet money.
I've never said but bet. 5%? Look at Menace. It's 5% now. See? Look at that. He's the best.
You know what? I'm 50% now.
I'm not going to hire you.
Sucks.
For you?
I'll go to Ninja.
No, you won't.
I'll
he don't want
hired.
You.
Me and Ninja are like this.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, you said like this.
Yeah.
Like, because you're over here and he's over here.
Very
you don't look
much,
at each other.
But, I mean, it's on the same hand.
Like, this is Earth, and I'm over here, and he's over here. Same hand. Same it's like
hand.
That.
Same hand, though, man.
Same hand, man.
Same hand.
Same hand. You got me, dude. Roasted dab. So how'd you like Fry Festival, man?
It was funny.
Ballin says it was hilarious because you get to watch a bunch of rich kids get taken advantage of.
I felt bad for the rich kids, man.
I mean, it still feels bad when people get taken advantage of, you know, buy tickets to a festival that doesn't have to buy glasses on Instagram that won't ever...
Shut up! God! You know, when they come, I'm going to break the glass into your eyeballs.
Why would you do that? I'm the one who says they're going to come!
That was a sarcastic tone.
They aren't going to come because it's you.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Definitely. Fire Festival, though.
Yes. Oh, is it fire? I've been calling it fry this whole time.
It's fire.
It is F-Y-R-E.
Yeah, it's fire. You know, it was an app originally.
That's how unhip I am. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
What'd it do?
So originally, the Billy McFarlane guy and Ja Rule got together to create an app.
Ja Rule?
Ja Rule. He was a funder or...
The rapper from like the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Him okay. And this Billy McFarlane dude.
Okay.
Created this app and created a whole team that worked on this app to make booking celebrities easier. Because Billy wanted to meet Ja Rule or get him to an event at some point in time. So he had trouble
getting a hold of Ja Rule?
He had trouble. He had to pay some guy $500 to get in contact with a dude who then asked for $1,000 to get in contact with Ja Rule.
Why can't you just Google Ja Rule's management and just call the agency?
It's a great question.
Also, I feel like Ja Rule would be in the phone book at this point.
I watched the Netflix one. I don't know what the Hulu one is.
There's two of them?
There is. Both came out at the same time. One's on Hulu, one's on Netflix.
Okay. All right.
Or they're the same one and nobody's talking about it.
Okay.
I don't know.
So Ja Rule made an app with this guy.
Yep.
To help book people.
It was basically the, what was it, the Uber?
Of celebrity bookings.
Of celebrity bookings.
Okay. It's a different planet, dude.
And so to promote that app, they were like, let's throw a festival.
Okay.
So they originally then buy an island that was previously owned by Pablo Escobar. But in the terms and conditions of buying that island, they were not supposed to release the information that it was once Pablo Escobar. And they did that immediately in the first promo video that they released for Fire Festival. And so...
Why can't they say that it's Pablo Escobar's island?
Because he still has family who still has lawyers that treat his name with, you know, like a property.
If that is true...
Yeah.
Why on God's green earth would you ever anger Pablo Escobar's family?
Well, because these people are idiots. This dude is a major idiot.
I feel like even idiots are scared of Pablo Escobar, right? Like, I think his ghost might show up and kill me.
I think he was dumb enough to think, Pablo's dead, so I got nothing to worry about. That's my guess. Anywho, okay. The video came out,
right.
And they immediately kicked the deal out.
Right.
They don't own the island, and they had to get off. So
wait, they were already there?
When they offered the tickets, they didn't have
April.
Enough actual buildable space on that island, even though it's a pretty big island. They don't have enough buildable space to build these villas and private houses that they were offering for purchase, which were already available for purchase, which people already bought because they sold out real fucking quick, because they had a meme drop of every goddamn Instagram influencer and celebrity and Kendall Jenner.
I think I remember that.
Dropped an orange image on Instagram.
I kind of remember
everybody
that
Everybody bought the tickets immediately for this private island.
Right, but then it didn't exist.
Villas. Well, the private island did exist. They just got kicked off immediately once they saw the video. Then they moved to a different island. They got kicked off of that. Moved to a different island. Ended up being the same island that a Sandals resort's on. So not a private island. Not very, you know, fancy. It was an abandoned, like a condo lot that somebody had made.
But the festival did happen, right?
No.
Like, people showed up and it was awful?
Oh, they showed up.
Right.
Because he did not cancel it, even though he knew 45 days out that he didn't have an island.
So people just showed up to what island? The Pablo Escobar one?
No, the
Sandals Resort one?
Mm-hmm. When they got on the planes, they did not know where they were going.
How is that possible?
Because they're idiots.
But no, how?
They were told what plane to get on. They got their plane tickets. They didn't know where
that plane was. But the pilots would have had to know, right?
Yeah.
So who told the pilots where to go? Ja Rule and his people?
The airport, probably. Yes, them. Mm-hmm.
And then they showed up to the Sandals Island, and then there was nothing there.
There were FEMA tents. So they didn't get any villas made because they was
put
too
up
expensive.
Tents?
They literally bought.
So they
unused,
tried to do the festival.
Unused tents. Oh yeah.
Okay.
There was a stage. There were tents.
Was did Ja Rule perform?
No. No, he wasn't even on the island.
Because
he knew
him.
It was going to be a disaster. Okay, so best story. Best story out of this fucking documentary,
what, dude?
Was they had to buy water to bring into the island. Drinking water?
No, no, they just drink the ocean. LOL.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, I know.
So
okay.
It's this
go to Sandals Pool.
Fancy ass brand of water that they literally dumped into a shipping container. They had two full shipping containers of just pure drinking water.
Wait, like that had like a tap on it?
I don't know. Yes, maybe.
Anywho, okay, all right.
It gets held up at customs. Apparently, Billy's talking
Wait,
to this guy.
Their shipping container full of water got held up at customs.
Yep, yep. They want, I think they said they want $100,000 to release it from customs.
Oh my god!
They don't have $100,000, so apparently, in some course of discussion, get to the point where one of the chief, planners of the event is gay.
Okay.
He had to go suck this man's dick.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. To release the water from customs.
I'd do it for $100,000 for the record.
So Billy, the guy, calls the event coordinator guy and is like, yo, I need you to take one for the team. This guy said if you suck his dick, he'll release the water, and we need the water.
And so, because they're on an island.
The guy is a professional event coordinator. He's done, like, yacht exhibitions and shit, man. Like, he's...
How did he get in this?
He did some work with Billy before this. He's been doing
work. Yeah, but how did it get to this point if he's a professional?
Yeah, good question. Good question, because his name's on it. So he doesn't want it to end badly. He wants to try and salvage it, because it's still a few days out.
Why can't he just say cancel?
They should have. Because, well, oh, they couldn't cancel it because Billy's already spent the money that they made from the customers. Also, he inflated or fudged the numbers for the actual app, saying the app has already made $30 million to get more investors to give him money for the festival, when really they only made $60,000.
$30 million.
Yeah. So that's why he's in jail for 6 years now. It's because
it sounds like he deserves
fraud
it.
And money laundering and a whole bunch of shit. Now also has a
what happened to Ja Rule?
He got nothing. He got
did
no,
he put any money in?
I don't know. Maybe, but he wasn't the one defrauding investors.
I
so
never would have thought
jail.
That Ja Rule
but
was
I
the
think
guy who
Ja
was smart.
Rule is probably still facing because all the people who went are suing.
Right, of course.
And then also
because
the
they're
fact,
all rich, so they all have lawyers on retainer, yeah.
Yes. So there's a big old, like, I can't remember the amount, but it's fucking ridiculous. Like, $10 million, $100 million, I don't know what it is, class action lawsuit against them, plus individuals of about $5 to $6 million each. And
well, because
they
showed up to an island with no water?
They won the cases. No, because they had false advertising. It was fraud.
I mean, yeah.
They promised him something that they did not get.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the tickets for the event was like $100,000, $250,000 each. Like, super fucking rich kids. And also, if you looked at the people that went, kind of gross-looking people.
Well, you don't have to be beautiful to be rich.
Yeah,
we just
no,
discovered
that's
that.
That's very evident. In,
yeah, we just discovered
like,
that.
The promo video, the guy who filmed the promo video said there was two fire festivals. There was the one that happened when they filmed the promo video, because it was Ja Rule, it was Billy, and like basically like 10 of the world's hottest Instagram models.
Okay.
And they were just running around the Pablo Escobar Island doing whatever the fuck they wanted. They were on yachts. They were playing
so
with
if they,
pigs.
So if they would have never mentioned that it was Pablo Escobar's island,
it probably would have went through, but they still had the issue of They would have had to build all the infrastructure for, like, bathrooms, the houses that they offered, like, places for them to actually
live.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it sounds like the guy could defraud people out of enough money to get that done, at least.
Dude, it was $30 million was what they were in for the festival, and he was still looking for more at the time.
How do you spend that much money and not do anything?
Right. I don't know. Booking the bands.
That is just, there's so many mistakes.
But yeah.
Like, I feel if we don't have any experience doing this, I feel like if someone gave us $30 million, we could figure out someone who did. Us. Two morons.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, basically what happened was everyone showed up to the island. In the process of them showing up to the island, every single band pulled out of going.
Okay. How did the people who pull out know to pull out? And none of the rich kids
right,
did.
Like, some dude had to have slipped.
Right.
Well, basically,
like, you think Ja Rule is calling people and be like, bro, don't go!
Like, one of the Blink-182 was supposed to be there, and they were one of the biggest people to actually post something on, like, Instagram.
Yeah,
saying,
their drummer just had the Super Bowl halftime show.
They said that, what?
It's a Travis Scott joke.
Oh, God.
Because I thought he was the same guy.
You're so dumb.
I thought he was Travis
that
Barker.
Right over my head.
No, the audience knows it.
Anywho. They posted something saying they wouldn't be able to put on the type of show that they would want and need
yes.
to put on for their audience.
Yeah, they basically would stand on a beach with no water, no electricity.
There was a stage, but who knows if it had lights or security.
I could say that my son's bed is a stage. That doesn't
sound.
Make it one.
Yeah,
it's a raised platform
no,
that you could play
a
guitar on.
There was a semi-stage. It was a very small one for a music festival.
So they through customs.
I mean, advertisers were trying to pull out of Coachella to invest in this because of the hype.
How was it a disaster? That doesn't make sense.
Dude, he just waited too long. He lost the island.
That makes
me.
That makes
everything.
Me think that there's like Illuminati, man.
Like, he should have just pushed it off.
Someone,
and been like,
someone made money in all this. Someone did. Mm. I think there's a shadowy figure, man. Mm. I believe it. All right, I believe it. I believe.
It was crazy, man. That
is crazy.
That made me just laugh. At the rich kids, at the guys throwing it on.
Hey, speaking of laugh, so we got 2 minutes left in the show.
No, we're doing 2 hours.
What about Will Smith exiting the Suicide Squad?
We're doing 2 hours.
No, you
yes.
said no to that.
I said yes to that.
You said no
I
to
said
it.
I said yes to that.
Why you do this to me?
Because I'm going to hate whatever fucking game you picked.
Do you know what game it
no,
is?
No, I haven't looked once.
It is. Keep talking and nobody explodes.
I'm going to fail at that.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's a two-player game. I mm-hmm. play it with you.
Okay.
One person is the bomb diffuser, mm-hmm. and one person tells the person how to defuse the bomb. I'm not allowed to see the bomb, and you're not allowed to see the instructions. So we'll have to work together as a team to defuse bombs.
That's a good hour of content. That's not a good 2 hours of content.
So I have set up a third camera, and I will sit in that chair, and I will read to you the way to defuse the bomb as you defuse the bomb.
Well, that'll be fun in an hour. Will Smith.
We ain't gonna do an hour show.
We are doing 2 hours.
We can't.
I've just been telling everybody
it starts
at
8.
Well, that sucks dick for the five people that are watching.
You should have chose correctly, man.
No, I chose correctly the first time.
Yeah, you said no.
I'll leave. I will walk right the fuck out.
You won't either.
I will leave.
You won't because you need the money.
I don't need any money that this show is bringing
You
me.
Need the money.
No.
You heard it here first, Chad. All donations and cheers and subs tonight go directly to me, not to Colby, because he don't need it. What about Will Smith jumping out, man?
That's a bad sign.
I mean, I think on this show, when I played the Harley Quinn trailer, we talked about the DC Universe, and you said Suicide Squad was going to be okay because Will Smith was still in it.
Yep.
He's not in it.
He's not in it. Dude, what the fuck is happening with Warner Brothers?
Like, that's bad. Hey, thank you very much, April, for that 80
cheer. I appreciate
cheer
that 40 cents.
That
thank
goes
you.
Directly to me. Mm-hmm. He only gets the 40 cents if we end the show in the next 5 minutes.
That will not happen.
Okay.
Why? I'm providing content for all 3 hours. It just happens to be a different
no,
because
I want 2 hours
I don't
off.
I give a shit. You have to play. So it's not 2 hours off.
That's true.
You ding dong.
It's actually going to be harder for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to wear headphones. You know how much I hate that. So that's dead, right?
Yes.
What about this Dark Phoenix trailer? You want to watch
Dude,
it?
It looks so good.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it looks so good, man. Let me tell you, it looks so good.
Have you seen it or not?
I've seen it.
I hate
it. I literally watched it today.
Did you see this? Topher Grace's 5-minute supercut of all 9 Star Wars movie trailers?
I have not.
You want to watch this?
Sure.
This is apparently a great Topher Grace.
I heard he did something like this once, but I've never seen it. What the fuck? That didn't actually happen in the movie.
For over 1,000
no, he's edited together all of them.
For the Guardians of Peace.
Well, I'm just saying, he didn't look in the sky and see a glint of light.
Before the dark times.
That wasn't in A New Hope.
Before the Empire.
The first galactic empire!
How do you know this is Topher Grace's version?
Reddit said so. Disappear. The audio mix is atrocious.
Well, he's not a fucking editor.
The music is up here.
And then the vocals are down here. Like, why? I'm not either! We could do a better job, man!
Yes!
I'm in my son's bedroom!
Anybody with ears could do a better job.
He could pay some guy on Craigslist to do the audio mix. $10.
Panella exists.
Yes! He could have went to New Ova.Store, Store, dude! And paid Panella to mix his Star Wars thing. God!
This party's over.
I'm not going to wait around for the Empire to draft me into service. The rebellion is...
That's literally a cutscene.
Now.
And I want to be on the side I believe in.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm stuck here.
That's not in A New Hope.
Why are you hating on this? It's pretty good, right?
He has too much of his father in him.
That's what I'm afraid of.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
No!
Yes. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
This is not Topher Grace's version.
Yes, it is!
No, it's not.
This is where the fun begins.
And a cunning warrior. And he was a good friend.
For my brother, Anakin!
You like these memes, dude? Just memes?
I know!
To a larger world.
Han Solo. I'm Captain.
He should have put scenes from Solo in here, too, right?
That is Solo. The okay. Blue ones are, yeah.
It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
You don't believe in the Force, do you?
Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful Force controlling everything.
I like this kid. So what's your name, anyway? All right, well... You're gonna need a nickname, because I ain't saying that every time.
Chewie, get us out of here!
That's kind of funny.
That's not.
I've never seen Solo. Still haven't.
I'm Luke Skywalker.
Music so loud!
You know, I was getting along fine before I met you 2 moon jockeys.
Situation normal.
You were about to die.
Is there a cutscene where she actually says the word moon jockey?
I'm sure there is, man. I'm sure there is. George is a weird guy.
Anytime we talk about Star Wars and you say anything complimentary about it, I'm going to remind you that they said moon jockey once.
Don't give me that. He didn't know what it was going to be at this point.
Moon jockey.
Good luck.
Moon jockey.
I'm looking for a Jedi man.
What was the need of the strobe light in that last?
Dude. Badassery, dude.
Well, I should be.
Like his father.
I will be the most powerful Jedi ever.
Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
This kind of sucks, bro. Dude, this is not Topher Grace's
version. It's Topher Grace!
No, it's not.
The prophecy of the one. Shut up, you moon jockey!
The Jedi were real.
I used to wonder about that.
That scene wasn't in it either.
Thought it was a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
The Force is what gives the Jedi his power.
A magical power holding together good and evil.
You know what it is? The music. Is there because this trailer sucks. At least this music is great.
It's true. The Force, the Jedi.
No, this has scenes from The Force and The Last Jedi.
Yes, it's all of the Star Wars.
I already heard way back when that Topher Grace made a supercut of Star Wars, and this is not it. This is way back when.
I'm going to pull it up, man. I'm going to pull it up, and then you're going to have to suck my moon jockey.
Suck my moon jockey, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right here. Topher Grace edited all 10 Star Wars movies into one super trailer called Star Wars Always when his wife was out of town for a weekend. Posted 2 days ago.
Fucking didn't.
Top comment, using alt takes and deleted scenes was a neat idea. Nice to know that Topher Grace is just as nerdy as Eric Foreman.
It's not.
He also has an 85-minute edit of the prequels that is rumored to be exceptionally good.
There you go. That's the one that I know of. That is the one that I know of.
He also did a 2-hour edit of the Hobbit trilogy.
I didn't know that either. The fuck's Topher Grace doing with
this? He's counting his money and being bored AF, dude, clearly. Taken from the trivia section of Black Klansman. Actor Topher Grace said in an interview with IndieWire that portraying David Duke left him feeling depressed, so as an act of catharsis, he took on the project of editing Peter Jackson's trilogy of films based on The Hobbit into a single 2-hour movie. He just likes editing. Too bad he sucks dong at it, dude, because that's the worst.
And he's also a dick. Like,
is he?
Yeah. Like, he thought he was too Hollywood to come back for the last season of That 70s Show.
Well, yeah, but then he comments on that in Ocean's 12, which I really enjoyed.
He's in Ocean's 12?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No.
Dude, let me see if I can find that scene.
What?
Topher Grace, Ocean's... It's one of my favorite scenes because it's so meta. Brad Pitt owns the Standard Hotel in Ocean's 12 at the beginning of the movie. Remember that?
No.
Before Benedict shows up.
I think the 12 blows up his car. I skipped completely.
Okay. Well, he owns the hotel.
This is the one with that one chick, right? His wife?
Julia Roberts?
Yeah,
yes, and she plays herself. It's too clever for its own good, but it's got the best music in the series. Regardless, all right? Topher Grace is in the movie as himself, and it trashes one of...
11 and 13.
By far the best ones.
He trashes the hotel room that Brad Pitt owns, and he goes, "Hey, man. Hey, Topher, you didn't have to go all Frankie Muniz on me." And he goes, "Sorry, man. Just been going through a lot. I quit the show. I phoned in that Dennis Quaid movie. It's one of my favorite lines of all time."
Dennis Quaid movie?
Yeah, remember the one where he was the boss's like apprentice and he bangs the daughter?
No.
There was a movie. This is a long time ago.
That's probably why. I was too young.
Yeah, right here. I think this is it. This is from TopherGraceFan.com, which apparently exists.
Perfect.
After the second call, I tried knocking, but he won't open up.
I'll handle it. I know him.
Jesus Christ! Are you people retarded? It says do not disturb!
It's me.
Hey. Come on in.
Jeez, Topher, you didn't have to go all Frankie Muniz on me.
I'm sorry, Russ. Look, I know this is your joint. I just... There's this girl.
What the fuck, man?
I love her, man. I love her, but she is driving me crazy. I can't sleep. I can't work. You know, I quit the show. I totally phoned in that Dennis Quaid movie.
It's like, come on, man. That's funny. Come on, that's funny. I like Topher because of that. You know me. That's my type of humor. That really incredibly deep fun fact trivia that three people on the planet understand. You know who understands that joke? Me, Topher Grace, and the person who wrote that movie.
Okay, so, real quick.
Yes.
Side note.
Yes.
About That 70s Show.
Yes.
Britt doesn't like it.
Okay.
So.
Like, to Britt or to the show?
Second.
Okay.
The Ranch. You know, that, I
guess. That's like the spiritual successor, right? Because it's got Ashton Kutcher in it and Danny Masterson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until he was accused of rape.
Oh, is he not in it anymore?
They killed him. Mm-hmm.
Wait, they killed him off?
They killed him off. Anywho.
Okay.
So, apparently...
I didn't know Danny Masterson was accused of rape.
Apparently.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, this was a big fucking deal, man.
Dude,
apparently.
Anything, except for random facts.
Shut up!
Would you get to it?
Apparently! Dramatic pause! Every That 70s Show person, main cast, has been in The Ranch as a cameo, except
Topher Grace, right?
Dick Munch right there, yeah. You definitely
was the mother in it?
Yes? I know the dad was. I know the dad. I know Fez. I haven't seen anyone else. I've watched a lot of that fucking stupid show. Was Fez in it?
You think, is Mila Kunis in it?
So I thought, It said that they did scenes. I don't know what for, because I've seen everything minus the last season, and I haven't seen them. That hurt my head.
I'm just going to look at Mila Kunis' IMDb, because she's the biggest star out of that 70s show, right?
The biggest?
Besides Ashton, I would say, right?
Sure.
Who would you say is the biggest star out of all of them?
Wilmer Valderrama.
No, he's not. He's the smallest, both in stature and in things. She has not been in The Ranch, according to IMDb. Wonder Park, Family Guy, Spy Who Dumped Me, Bad Moms Christmas, Helen Back, Jupiter Ascending, Andy. Yes. Then we're back to 2014. She hasn't been in it.
I saw an article saying everybody but Topher Grace was in it.
Well, that article
Fake news that got me, just like the goddamn glasses.
So are you back on to Topher Grace then?
Yeah, no, he's a dick still.
What's the guy who plays Red Foreman? Kurtwood Smith is that guy's name.
Why do you know that?
It's the same reason I know the inside jokes of Ocean's 12. That's the reason, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm messed up. I can't say dime piece, so I might as well know who Kurtwood Smith is.
I guess. He's in it. I remember him.
The Ranch right there, dude. Yeah, he's been in a bunch of episodes.
And yeah, apparently Kitty's in it, too. She plays Abby's mother.
I don't know Kitty's name. I'm going to know it the second I see it, though.
You gonna the second?
Okay, well, let's just click. Laura Prepon.
Deborah Jo Rump, man.
Yeah, that's her. Yep. Not in The Ranch. So, Donna. Jackie.
And Eric.
Eric, not in it.
Yep.
His mom and dad, and then the two people who are the main cast are in it. That article should have just said his... Oh,
and Fez, you goddamn dullard. Forgot the one main person.
Let's see if Fez is actually in it.
Oh my god. Blow
yep,
me.
There he is. Right there, the Ranch.
Blow me,
Deborah Jo Rupp. Yeah, she's in The Ranch. Okay. What about Bob Pinciotti, dude? Is he in The Ranch? I forgot about. Oh my god, dude. Oh. What's Topher Grace been in? Black Klansman, apparently. Black Klansman.
He was in Black Klansman?
Yeah.
Why?
Played David Duke. Isn't that the guy who endorsed Trump?
Yes.
That's awkward.
That was the head wizard of the KKK.
Well, he played that guy.
Why?
And apparently, to make him not depressed to playing that character, he edited The Hobbit into 2 hours. He's also in The Hot Zone.
And he's also in fucking Interstellar for some dumbass.
Yeah, he's in Interstellar, yeah. He's in a lot of movies, actually, just not a lot of them are good. Topher Grace doesn't need to be in things. He's got more money than Jesus. That 70s show has...
Jesus has, like, no money.
Well, then you have more money than Jesus. Congratulations.
Do.
He has more money than most individuals have. And he doesn't need to work because he's got...
the top 1%.
He's got the...
The top 1%!
He's got the money.
Ah, yeah, but Godfrey!
What's the name of that word? What's that word? Residuals. From That 70s Show Forever.
Yep.
Like, he's the star. He gets tons of money.
Yep.
That's why Laura Prepon in Orange and New Black showing her boobies, because she ain't got that residual money like Eric Foreman does.
She's in the entire show.
I know.
For another season than he is. How does she not get residuals?
She probably only gets it for that last season. Back then, dude,
that's
TV
bullshit.
People got boned, man.
No.
Yes, that's why it was such a big deal when Two and a Half Men and Modern Family both basically said, we're not doing any more until we get more money, because the producers were so used to boning the cast that when they're like, we want $1 million an episode, it was a big deal for TV actors because... They used to get boned.
Well, yeah, didn't Ashton Kutcher get $1.5 million an episode for 2.5
Yes. Well, Ashton Kutcher is like, he's apparently some investment god, because
yeah,
he took his little That 70s Show money, and he went and built a brand being a doofus, and somehow he hooked up with Justin Bieber, the only person on the planet who's a bigger doofus than Ashton Kutcher, we thought was, and then they made some app, and now Ashton Kutcher's a billionaire. He's basically Elon Musk of the internet.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
I'm pretty sure he's been on Shark Tank.
Yes, as a shark.
Yeah.
Not presenting as
no.
A man who's like,
the man
your glasses suck.
He owns a company that, like, tracks down child pornography.
Yes! He's like some real businessman, but he's also on the ranch. App.
It's called Acorns. It invests money.
He made that?
Yeah.
And he's also on the ranch. Explain it, dude.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
You can't do it. The man's... He's a treasure, clearly.
Can't do that one. Yes, I like to save childs from being molested.
That's
in
very
real life,
noble of you, man.
But I also like to star as a really dumb Republican hick in Colorado farming cows.
I don't think you farm cows.
He farms them. Farms their titties.
What to say to that?
Am I incorrect?
Yes, I think.
I don't
about
think
a,
I am.
A many different things.
I don't think I am on anything of what I just said.
Okay, I don't know enough about farming to dispute it, but I'm fairly certain it's not correct. So someone can write in and let us know if it's correct or
no
not.
No one knows. No one's a farmer.
I don't think anyone internet. In our chat's gonna know either, but they could side with me. So okay, well you milked 15 minutes, man. You proud?
No, we got 45
no,
left.
I don't have any topics left.
Now what's the Star Wars always thing?
That's Topher Grace thing. We watched that already. We talked about everything.
Let's watch Dark Phoenix real quick. See what you think.
Dark Phoenix.
Dark Penis, man. That Dark Penis is going to be a good movie.
Chris, get out of here. You don't know.
I was just raped by Ramsey Bolton.
I was going to say something. Nope. Let's just go with that. Just let that hang out in the air.
Why'd you make me do that? I don't know. He's a psychopath.
Focus on my voice. I'm not giving up on you, Gene.
She was my friend.
You're my family, Gene.
This trailer is just like edited like shit.
Do they kill Mystique?
I think so. To get Jennifer Lawrence out of it?
I
think so.
That's what it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're just getting Jennifer Lawrence out of the movie.
Yep. Which is dumb, because it's just about to be absorbed into Marvel.
Yeah, I was about to say, I hope Kevin Feige remembers who's loyal and who's not.
No, he's in some hot garbage right now, man.
Why?
Men are revolting against that Captain Marvel movie.
Dude, good luck to him, man. Good luck to him.
I mean, you and I are going to see it,
right? I already have tickets.
I don't already.
I bought tickets last Friday. Yeah. I'm hyped.
I have not seen as many fucking videos on YouTube from different people that I don't know. Like, I know some pretty high up subscriber count right-leaning men who like to hate on social justice in movies and shit.
Yes.
Specifically because I watched a lot of Last Jedi heat.
And I still don't know why they're social justice against Captain Marvel.
Because they don't want it in their movies, man. And she hates white men.
The lady, though, right?
Yes, Brie Larson.
But not Captain Marvel.
No, she said that Marvel wanted this to be a big feminist movie.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Men don't like feminism. Or at least the fourth wave of feminism where they're like...
Fourth wave?
Yeah, there's multiple waves.
Is that like the Third Reich?
No, the third one's actually not too bad. The fourth one's pretty bad.
What is happening?
Basically, the fourth one, you know, the third one is like...
No, I don't know.
Men are equal to women.
Why are there
are
waves?
Equal to men, right? We're equal.
No, women are better than
men. No, we're equal, though.
But they're better than us.
I mean, in your opinion, sure, yes.
No,
but
they are, clearly.
Like, legit, like, if you...
Boobs rule.
...and a woman were to work at McDonald's doing the same job, you'd both get paid the same amount of money.
Yes, agreed.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So equal in that amount.
Unless... I would like to add a caveat.
Fourth wave feminism is about murdering men and women taking over the world.
All right.
That's a little more extreme than what it is, but they're better than men is what...
They are better than
they
men.
Come off as
Let me
saying.
Ask you this question. Would you rather have sex with a man or a woman?
Man. Less talking. More sucking. Oh, God. Don't clip that. No. No. No, that is not going
to happen. If we were playing games right now, that wouldn't have happened.
That is not. It probably would have. Honest to God. What if I did, J-Bar? You got something against that?
Oh, my God, dude. I will never, like, I get at a level why people are upset, because I know flat earthers exist, so I assume angry white men idiot also exists, okay? I'm not surprised by anything.
They ain't idiots, though. I don't like the fact that she's like, fuck white men.
Dude,
but I ain't gonna boycott the movie because of it.
Yeah, it's like you can't watch The Usual Suspects anymore because Kevin Spacey touches kids.
I hate white people that shit on white people. Because, hey, you're white.
Yeah.
You have no room to speak. You are talking about you not being able to speak.
She's a woman, though.
Doesn't matter.
Don't you ever take
having
it,
a clit doesn't mean that you can speak louder.
Don't you ever think, though?
Even though in Britt's situation, she is much louder than me.
Britt is the only person louder than Britt is me. And I'm mostly woman.
See, it holds up.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess they do speak louder.
Here's the thing, though. Don't you see the irony in the fact that she's like, J-Bar clipped that. Yeah. Don't you see the irony in the fact that she's like, I have to speak louder for people to listen to me, as a bunch of white men yell, hey, don't yell so loud.
Say what?
Like, the only reason she's yelling loudly is because all these white men are also yelling about her yelling loudly.
No, you she know? Yelled loudly first.
No, she didn't, because we've been talking about SJWs on this show for the entirety of the show.
She yelled loudly
first. And Brie
first.
Larson, I don't think, existed until like a year
ago. No, A Wrinkle in Time got bad reviews, and then she got butthurt about it, saying that white men, the movie wasn't made for them, so she doesn't care what they have to say.
Okay, well, that's fair. What's wrong with that?
It's not fair.
What's wrong with that?
You can't just start saying that people's opinions don't matter because they are a race and a gender.
No.
You can't do that.
Totally disagree. That's literally how marketing works.
No, that's not what you can do. No.
That's literally how marketing works.
You can say because they're dumb. You can say that.
No.
But not
when I
based
go to
on
Facebook
gender and race.
And
no.
I want to run an ad, I go in and I type gender, race,
a review
location,
isn't an ad, though.
But it's the same type of... Oh, my sweet...
What? Oh, is that the tier three?
Why'd he sub in the middle of my great point?
And to throw you off because your point was stupid.
Your
less talking,
stupid.
More sploding.
Wasn't he one of the ones that said two-hour show on Sunday?
Dude, everyone wants a two-hour show on Sunday except for you.
No, a two-hour show tonight. He said it on Sunday's show.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody wants it.
Except you, because you're trying to get me to play Splody shit.
Are you saying that Menace's opinion doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you hear that, Menace? He hates...
You have a penis. Your opinion doesn't count.
No,
see what that's like? See what that's
Puerto
like?
Puerto Rican? Is that what you
I said a penis. I didn't even mention race. I mentioned gender.
You can't spell penis without a couple of letters in Puerto Rican.
A couple? Like two, three.
What percentage is that? Because that's how racist you are.
Four.
It's a lot of them.
Four out of five letters.
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. It's 80%.
Anywho, that wasn't... You're the racist. I said because he has a dick.
Don't you think that if Ballin' Hobo says I'm Puerto Rican and Ecuadorian, he should be able to spell Ecuadorian?
Ballin', you know the show typically goes till 10, and you know I'm not going to play the game until like 9. That gives it an hour. That's what we determined.
What I wanted, that's what he shot down, and then he sprung it on me.
Yeah, no, that's what
I didn't prepare 2 hours of content.
Well, that sucks for you. I could talk more about Fire Festival.
No,
I can talk about how I watched this YouTube video about these guys who did a YouTube video.
Shut up.
About
you do what I do.
About
sit next to this guy and listen to him spout nonsense for 2 hours.
Potion,
have your brain not
a
melt.
Potion you drink to make you gay.
I wouldn't need that potion. It would take no effect.
Me either.
Yeah, you just came out of the closet.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
These dudes just drank a gay potion that makes you gay for 1 hour.
Okay.
And then the dude who drank it acted like a flaming homosexual.
Okay. And?
Just kind of not with the times, you know what I mean?
Oh, so you're going to come off that conversation after the whole women should be silent conversation?
I'm not saying women should be silent, you gigantic buffoon. I'm saying she doesn't have to...
Hold on. Did you hear that?
Yeah, we're about to get arrested.
It sounded like a car just drove through our headphones. Anyway, yeah? Gigantic buffoon?
Yeah.
That's me?
I'm not saying they should be silent. I'm
just
I'm
quieter
saying,
than the white men.
No!
They have opinions. We gotta complain about it.
Why are you conflating the two, asshole? Are you trying to make me burn inside? Because you're doing it.
You do it to me all the time. No. It's the only thing I got.
God, you're the worst.
There's so many things you needle me about.
Because you sound like you're making an accurate point.
I am.
Which is accurate. Literally the stance of the people I hate and the people I'm fucking talking about.
If you hate the people that make accurate points.
Because I'm not saying they should be quieter. I'm saying they could phrase it differently.
Yes, that I agree with. Yeah.
That's all I was trying to say!
Okay, we'll just say that. Why don't you just say, like, the people on YouTube are crazy?
Play a fucking game. I'm done. You gonna watch
Now we got.
Watch the fucking trailer, you whore. You man whore.
Sorry.
You gigantic pile of dung.
Chad, I made him too angry.
You big pile of fucking dung. I'm gonna throw you over in your chair.
Think of whiskey.
No! No, you burn! You burn alive, sucker!
What?
God, you needle me. I get enough of it from idiots in the real world that actually believe what you were saying.
No one talks to you.
I don't need to get it from you.
Don't watch those videos.
I can't help it.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Don't click them.
I literally
be like
can't.
Me. Go online, watch idiots. You know what I did this morning? I watched Tim the Tap Man buy a banana skin in the new
that
Fortnite and run around like a banana.
And boring.
It
and
was
idiotic.
Actually the best.
Real dumb.
I want to download Fortnite and be a banana.
Sounds real.
But
dumb.
I can't afford it.
Play the trailer.
Okay.
Ramsey.
I hate Santa. Oh, just by the way, she sucks.
Littlefinger, why'd you sell me to him?
Look at me. Focus on my voice.
It looks like they green screened in.
They did.
She was my
like it's
friend.
She's not like she's really there.
No, I bet that she like it's in her contract.
Stop, stop.
That she can't be blue anymore.
Like she looks fake. I don't know, man.
Look.
Also, this bitch is in it. Your Jessica Chastain.
How do they keep getting people to be in these movies?
Inside you. If you embrace it.
You don't like Jessica Chastain either?
No. Get out of here with your stupid dinosaur walking. That's a different lady in it.
I don't know.
I think it's a different lady.
He also looks like he's fake.
Beast is really the only one who looks real.
Tell me how we fix this, Charles. Tell me what to do. I don't know what to do.
I'm a god.
They fear, and what they fear, we seek to destroy.
This is your fault, Charles.
I tried to protect her.
I'm scared. When I lose control, bad things happen to people I love.
The girl dies.
She's still Jean. We can still help her.
Sometimes you want to believe people are something that they are not. By the time you realize
that'll
that
be $10 million.
Jeez!
It's too late.
Dude, I could.
Dude, watch this last scene though. Tell me why this is in place at all. You're telling me the coolest shot of your movie is this train busting up.
She's coming.
Like, what are they even shooting at? She's in the fucking sky!
Dude, that looks terrible.
Yes!
And I liked Apocalypse, which I know a lot of people didn't.
Oscar Isaac could pick the wrong role.
I didn't even know it was Oscar Isaac.
He picked the wrong role.
I kind of liked Oscar Isaac.
He was
I didn't know
bad.
He was in that movie.
It was really bad.
Dude.
What's heavy makeup and a green... What?
That movie.
Oh, yeah.
I just...
Oh, totally. Because they remade the entire thing. It was about to come out...
Why
like,
are they releasing
last
it?
Year, and they were like, no, let's remake
why are they releasing it?
Because it cost money to make, and they want to make the money.
I feel
that
like Disney
invested.
Could just be like, no. And then Mouse could just go... and just eat it up.
No, that's not how business works. You don't invest that much money and just eat it up.
That's
you just
the,
release
that's what
it.
That's the Fyre Festival.
Whatever money you make, you make.
All those movies don't make money anyway. Like, because of the way the corporations and stuff are set up.
I don't have any idea about that.
Yeah, they don't. Also, official players, shut up about your iPods, man. I will rip them out of your ears, and I'll eat them like they're candy. All right?
They're great, man. You should get with the times.
I can't. I'm too poor.
Have them buy it for you.
No, I would rather play money.
If they could buy you llamas, they could buy you AirPods.
I don't think the llama is equivalent to AirPods.
I think it costs $100 at least.
I don't think it did, because if it did, I don't think anyone would have sent them to me. Except for Acid, who sent me the llama, also just bought AirPods, so...
Could have sent those.
Chat's just flexing on me, man. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, man, I flex on you all day.
You
look
do.
At, look at me flexing right now.
I see you flexing, dude. Yeah. Remember, women are better than men.
Hashtag blessed.
What?
Hashtag blessed.
Oh, yeah, hashtag blessed, man. Yeah. What about that? What's the one with Arya?
New Mutants?
Does that have a trailer?
Yeah.
What's it about?
I have no idea. I thought it got canceled.
Why are Sansa and Arya both in different X-Men franchises?
I don't know.
1 year ago is the trailer for that.
Yeah, I think it got canceled.
Just let Disney buy him, dude. Please. Please.
Nah, because then they're going to make Captain Marvel social justice warrior feminist bullshit.
Dude, that's fine. I like that stuff. Okay?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I hate men. They suck. Okay?
You did love The Last Jedi, so... You know.
I did. I love... That's my favorite Star Wars movie. It's Rogue One and then The Last Jedi.
I'm drinking ethanol.
No, you are not. Don't you lie to our top chair.
Dude, ethanol, the best calorie per alcohol volume you could get.
You don't know that. You're just saying that.
No, I definitely
I almost
know.
Is like, really, but you're just making that up.
No, that's real.
Okay.
That's real.
You want to play the game now?
Yeah, man, sure.
Okay. You did milk 30 extra minutes.
We could try and milk some more.
No, I don't want to milk. I want to play games.
You want a meme review real quick?
No, I don't.
Let's meme review.
I don't. Did
Go
you get
Reddit.
That? Did you get that meme I sent you on Reddit? The Office?
Yes.
Did you watch it all the
yeah,
way through?
Yeah.
It got me, dude.
I was like, why the fuck are you sending me this? This is too touching for your heart. And then, yeah, I got it.
That is in the scene where Jim proposes to Pam, but right as he proposes, the big fat lady walks in front of the screen. I got him,
Jesus
dude.
Christ.
That meme's already dead. Like, it didn't make it from one show to the
other.
It
was a really dumb meme.
I mean, it was, but that was quick.
It was a dumb one.
It was very quick.
Dude,
okay.
We can review some memes.
I don't want to review memes. I want to play bombs.
Well, we could do both.
So here's what's going to happen. Everyone who's watching this live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break, go pee, do that stuff, and we're going to come back with Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, a game that Colby has to defuse a bomb, and I have to tell him how to, and it's going to end in disaster. It might be, it's going to be a disaster. I was about to be like, it might be okay, but no. It's going to be a disaster, so.
What?
What?
I'm looking at memes.
Oh, okay. I'm going to start playing the outro music. That took a long time. That took forever. Anyway, so that's the end of the show. If you're listening on audio, twitch.tv/SethTheColby. Actually, SethTheColby.com.
Memes suck.
Probably the best place to go.
Yeah.
To get stuff. New and redesigned. All the links to social, all of our merch.
Hey, let's look at the site real quick.
Links to the podcast.
Pull up the site. Let's look at it. That way we can show them where to go.
SethTheColby.com, man. SethTheColby.com. Pulling it up. Pulling it up.
Real fast.
Pulling it up. It's going. There it is. SethTheColby.com, man.
Oh, there's green and yellow.
Yeah, it's Rakuten's colors.
Ew.
You came up with those colors.
Ew.
You designed this.
Damn, but still, ew.
You designed it. So,
design the website.
So, like, you can click right here to see Colby Plays Games on Twitch. You can vote in the weekly Colby Plays Games poll. Follow us. You can join the Discord. Here's all our social media links. You could also watch our newest episode right here and see all of our lovely merch. All at SethTheColby.com. And here's our latest 10
episodes.
What's
the homepage look like, man?
You're just trying to stall, aren't you?
No.
Look at that, man. We're right there on the front page looking tough. Look at us looking tough, man. Look at that. Look at this high-quality website.
Yeah, that looks so good, man.
Yeah, I hate everything about you.
That looks so good.
I can't wait to watch Captain Marvel.
That's so good looking.
Okay. So we'll see ya.
We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Yeah, if you're live on Twitch today, we'll be back
yeah,
in a couple minutes.
We'll be good. Go away.
If you're... What are you doing?
Live. Go away.
What are you doing? You don't know how to stop the show. Okay, good luck. Oh, that's a close-up camera. That's also a close-up. Oh, that's the ending. It's close. Why don't you try this one first? Try this one first. All right, we'll be back, everybody.